episode 2849, Pardon the Mess.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It's a beautiful day. Why? Because it's Friday. Yay! Yes, that means you get to spend time with your family. You get to chill out. Okay, maybe you need to do a little bit of work on your to-do list around the house, but take a deep breath. Pardon the mess. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. With the holidays vastly approaching and plans for celebrations being made, there's a temptation to have everything in place. But remember, your children are making memories, so pardon the mess. You know it is a beautiful day when it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you the one hosting the holiday gatherings? Or maybe you are having a few people over, you know, on their way to another family event, but they stay at your house and then you travel the next day. Whatever it is, what does it look like? Are you a little bit stressed out already? I know we're only 4 days in to November. Are you kind of going a little bit crazy? Maybe even stir crazy, and not because it's pandemic related anymore. Right now it's like, yes, freedom, and you just want to go and spread your wings and fly. But with that comes a lot of stress. Everyone is excited to see each other, but at the same time, everyone is on edge because they haven't seen each other. Perfection can rob us of so many memories. Life is too short to inhabit the world of perfection. At some point, you need to move out and get to the heart of what matters. Family matters. So look at your children. Don't you think they deserve a stress-free, fun holiday season? Then why are you getting all worked up over made beds, picked up toys, and shoes in the closet? I know we giggle silently, but our children are not. They are complaining loudly, and we are the ones not listening. Sometimes our children really have good points. So why not pay attention, pardon the mess, and make memories? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Pardon the mess and make memories. Right now, I'm sitting in a mess. We're still working on the house with the leak that we've had. Yes, I kid you not. For 2 years. Okay, it hasn't been the exact same leak at the same point, but it's all coming from the same pipe. I know, a little confusing, isn't it? So it is all connected, and it's in all this one wall, and it's that silent leak that just keeps coming and coming. Well, finally, we got it done. But it's taken us just a little shy of 18 months. But you add in that time of the pandemic, trying to get stuff ordered, supply chain issues. Now you're somewhat back to order, but you have inflation, and now you've got people who don't want to work, and you're sitting there going, and what do I do? Pardon the mess. Sometimes we just have to let go of the stuff that doesn't matter. And I know we like to hold on to those things. I know my husband wishes that this house was in pristine condition. I get it. I want that too. I want everything to have a place. But we're just not there yet. But we're getting there. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So we have to understand that as we raise our children, we are also creating memories. And sometimes in raising our children, we just think about raising our children and we forget the part of creating memories. So how do you part of the mess and make memories? Number one, you got to live on the edge of messy. Do something that is going to make you, well, a little uneasy. You don't need to have everything in perfect order. It may look great, but the feelings decades from now will not reflect the perfect order. It will be more attached to the bear you were trying to get it all perfect. I mean, is that not an honest statement? I look at my great-grandmother and my grandmother, on both sides of the family, all of my great-grandmothers and grandmothers, I was very blessed to be able to know all of them. And a lot of us don't have that in our lives when it comes to, you know, having family and knowing all of our immediate relatives. And so I feel very, very blessed in that regard. But one thing that I look back on is that they wanted to have things in order, but they never let that get in the way of loving. And I think that's where we miss the mark as moms. We miss the mark as dads. We want to have things a certain way. But you know what? There's 1,000 different ways to do the dishes. There's 1,000 different ways to do the laundry. Now, maybe I'm exaggerating just a tad bit, but if you were to, you know, calculate in all the different detergents and all the different types of washing machines and how you can wash your clothes, how you can dry your clothes, okay, we're probably talking over 1,000, right? So let's look at life from a different perspective. Live on the edge of messy. You don't have to be messy to make memories, but sometimes you have to let messy happen so memories do too. We just tend to forget that because we get wrapped up in our own junk. And I know maybe you came from a family that everything has to be in order. Guess what? Sometimes life just isn't like that. I look at my house right now and guess what? It's going to be full for the next 2 months. And I'm thrilled about it, but I'm also thinking, am I even going to have a Christmas tree? No, like, I'm serious. We are under construction. Half of the house is the house where we sleep, where we bathe. Right now, it's not our kitchen, praise the Lord. So we get to eat, but we're going to eat messy. So you know what I mean? Talk about confessions here. But we have to look at what is the priority, spending time together, or trying to have everything perfect and closing our doors. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Live on the edge of messy. Number two, clean with an attitude of gratitude. I love this. There are many things you can do besides cleaning, right? Come on. Even if you get a kick and you are joy-filled when you are cleaning. I know I have those moments too, but not very many of them. I would much rather be doing some of that. And I feel that's all I do sometimes, right? It's all I do is I clean. And my house still does not showcase the way I wish. But if I take off the pressure of having everything pristine, then I can appreciate life even more. You stop the silliness of no dust bunnies and start laughing at the funny moments, the ones that capture your heart. Do you remember America's Funniest Home Videos? Okay, I know. I say, do you remember them? Because most people aren't watching TV anymore and you can get the reruns. I have no idea where, but I'm sure they're out there somewhere. And they're on ABC. So most likely you'll find them on Disney Plus or something like that. But this is not about them. And no, they are not a sponsor at Create Your Now. The clean with an attitude of gratitude, capturing your heart. Why do you think those videos are so funny? Because it literally captures a moment in time that if we were really honest, we wish we would have time to repeat over and over and over again. Why? Because it makes us happy. It makes us smile. We laugh a little bit. And sometimes, yeah, we do stupid things, but we still laugh a little bit. Clean with an attitude of gratitude. There's a lot more to life than having a spick and span floor. And if you don't know what spick and span is, you know I'm way too old for you. I'm just saying, boy, this is like throwback time here. Live on the edge of messy. Clean with an attitude of gratitude, right? You've got to capture their hearts. And finally, number three, live your legacy now. Have you ever been asked what you hope people will say about you when you're gone? If you've worked in a corporate setting, you may have even been asked to write what you want read at your service or even in your obituary. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me a little uncomfortable at times. No one wants to think like that, especially around the holidays. So why do you think about your legacy in a matter of when you're gone? How about your living legacy right now? Live the way you want to be remembered. Create your now. Life isn't about doing things your way all the time. If that were the case, you would be so bored. You'd be complaining that life is too perfect. So live life outside of the box. So let me stop for a moment. Where are you in all of this? Seriously, if I had you over, if you were at my front door, do you think I'd let you in? I already told you what my house looks like. I mean, it was crazy. Yesterday, you should have seen it. I had 6 doors coming down and 6 new ones going in. Oh, it was a mess. And guess what? It still smells kind of yucky now because they had to put on this, you know, certain stuff around the edges where the brick is. And then they had to put, you know, the insulation is and how they piped that in. And I walked out in this room and I'm like, wow, it's a bit smelly. But boy, does it look beautiful. But guess what? You go not just 5 steps over. In fact, you can be standing at those brand new doors and you can see holes in my wall that go all the way through to the master wing. No, I'm not kidding you. Do you think if you were standing at my front door that I would let you in? 120,000%. Number one, your family. I would open my door up to you any day. But even when my dishes aren't done, even when my laundry's piled up, even when there's holes through my master wing, I would still open the door to you. I think that's really a question mark for us. And it's something that's personal. And I know moms, man, you work so hard, right? You want to have everything right. And you take pride in that. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But at some point, come on, it's confession day. At some point, you have to say enough is enough. My love is worth more than my dust bunnies. I mean, think about that for just a moment. Are you more worried about dust bunnies or what your in-laws will think about you? If they really think about you in that manner, well, then maybe you need to be having other discussions with them. And I'm being serious, but we'll leave that for another episode. Right now, it's what matters during this season that you're in. Where do you need to start? Where can you part of the mess and make memories that will last an eternity? Do you need to live on the edge of messy? Do you need to clean with an attitude of gratitude, or maybe you need to live your legacy now? You get to decide what your holidays look like, but I want you to start thinking about that now, not waiting 2 days before, because guess what? The stress is already setting in. Have you noticed all the commercials? Doesn't matter where you're watching your stuff. There's Christmas commercials out everywhere now. You're making your list and checking it already 2 and 3 times. What's going to happen on the 6th and 7th time you've forgotten something? Are you going to be mad at your kiddos? Are you going to be mad at yourself? Is that going to label this holiday season something different than what it should have been? Sometimes we just have to let it go. Part of the mess and make memories. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.